去。Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Gaja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari
Jagacharya Ashto Tarashatta Sri Sri Madhavai Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Sri Sri Mad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada Thakur Ki Jai. Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Today we're reading from the second canto, chapter 6, text 17. Purusha Shukta confirmed. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
How many of you are like learning shlokas? Is that part of what you guys learn? Some?
Yeah,
no.
We have a peace prayer in the morning.
You do which prayer?
A peace prayer.
Oh. What's the peace prayer? How does that go? Is it in Sanskrit?
I think it's
what's the first word of it? Oh, yeah, thank you. Okay. Okay, good. Yeah, I'll leave that one there. Let's see if we can make it through without knocking that over. And that will bring peace. So you know some Sanskrit. So let's see how you guys do with this one. Swa. Dishnyam. Pratapan,
Prano.
Oh, that you guys are good. Let's see if you can do the whole line. You ready? I'll say the whole line, and you guys. Swadishyan pratapan prano.
Swadishyan pratapan prano.
Whoa, that was pretty good. Let's do it again. Swadishyan pratapan prano. Wow, that's beautiful. One voice, everybody together. Okay, next line. Bahish.
Bahish.
Cha.
Cha.
Pratapati.
Pratapati.
Aso.
Aso.
Bahish cha pratapatyaso.
Bahish cha pratapatyaso.
Anybody recognize any of these words? Probably not. Yeah. Cha. What does that mean? Could you give him some... finger snaps, that's the applause. Finger snaps. It's in a lot of verses, yeah. Okay, good job. Anything else? Anybody recognize any other words in there? Nah. He does, but yeah. We're talking people under 20. All right. Next line. Evam. You probably know that one. That's in a lot. You recognize that one? Okay. I think it means, well, in the same way. All right. It means in the same way. Sometimes it means like certainly, which is Okay. Evam virajam.
Pratapangs.
Evam virajam pratapangs. Tapati. Antar. Bahi. Puman. Tapatyantar bahi puman. Tapatyantar bahi puman. Oh, you guys are really good. Okay, go ahead. Whoever's turn it is, go ahead and recite.
Swadishyam
pratapam prano. Bahishcha pratapatyaso.
Evam virajam pratapam.
Tapatyantar bahi puman.
Swadishyam pratapam prano. Bahishcha pratapatyaso.
Prano Bahishcha Pratapatyaso
Evam Virajam Pratapam.
Ladies, Swadishyam Pratapam Prano. Evam virajam pratapam tapatyanta bahi puman swadishyam pratapam prano bahishcha pratapatyaso evam virajam pratapam tapatyantar bahi puman. Oh, how about
swadishyam pratapam prano
bahishcha pratapatyaso
evam virajam pratapam.
Bahishcha pratapatyaso
evam virajam pratapam tapatyantar bahi puman
tapatyantar bahi puman was really good. Did you notice a word that's in three of the lines? P. Yeah. Pratapan. Is that what you're going to say? Pratapan. One word that's in all of those, or in the three of the lines. Pratapan. And that means by expansion, illuminated, and then again, by expansion of. So it's talking about something expanding. So let's unwrap this. You probably have no idea from the Sanskrit what this verse is about. And even with the translation, let's see if you can figure it out. Swadishnyan. Radiation. Pratapan. By expansion. Prana. Living energy. Bahi. External. Cha. Also. Pratapati. Illuminated. Asau. The sun. So the first line is saying the sun expands prana everywhere. Swadishnyan, radiation, pratapan, by expansion, prana, living energy. Bahi, now this is the interesting thing. It goes about, talks about bahi, external and also internal. Pratapati, illuminated, the sun. Okay, the next word, evam, in the same way. Virajam, the universal form. Pratapan, by expansion of. Tapati, enlivens. Anta, internally. Bahi, externally. Puman, the Supreme Personality. So, evam, in the same way, virajam, the universal form, which means Krishna. In the same way, Krishna, pratapan, by his expansion, tapati, enlivens everyone, anta and bahi, internally and externally. Now, you guys probably know a song with those words in it, bahir and anta. We sing it at the end of every artik. I'll give you a hint. Bahir. Bahir Nrsingha. Hridaye Nrsingha. So Lord Nrsingadeva is inside and outside. Hridaya means within the heart. All right, so enough Sanskrit. We'll go into the translation. The sun illuminates both internally and externally, by expanding its radiation. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by expanding his universal form, maintains everything in the creation, both internally and externally. Okay, I'll read it again. The sun illuminates both internally and externally, by expanding its radiation. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by expanding his universal form, maintains everything in the creation, both internally and externally. So, are you guys studying science at all? Astronomy?
Yes. That's exactly what we're studying.
Exactly what you're studying. Okay. Who knows? Anybody have any idea how far away the sun is? Who said that? 93 million. Okay, finger snaps. That's good. That way we can keep talking while everyone's like, that was cool. 93 million. How long does it take the sun's rays to reach us, traveling at the speed of light? Whoa, you guys are on it. Go ahead.
8 minutes.
8 minutes and how many seconds? Oh, 20 seconds. 8 minutes and 20 seconds. Traveling at the speed of light. Anybody know the speed of light? Wait, anybody under 20 first? Let's give... Wait, no? Okay. 320,000 kilometers per second. Give or take. Okay. It's good.
Give
him some... All right, is that what you were going to say?
180,000 miles. I know it's miles.
Okay. All right. So in Canada, it takes 320, it travels at 320,000 kilometers, but in America, it travels 180,000 miles per second. So the sun, 93 million miles away, that's pretty far. If you go around the circumference of the, just to get some idea, if you were to travel around the world at the equator, okay, who knows that one? That's an odd one. Oh, you're pretty close. He said 28,000. Anybody else? It's a little less.
26.
26. That was a good guess. You're getting closer.
27.
No, it's down. It's less.
27.
25. Who said 25? Okay. It's just a little bit less than 25,000. 25,000 miles around the equator. So if you were to do that, go around the world four times, let's just say it's 25,000. How many miles would that be if you went around the world four times? Four times 25,000. 100,000, thank you. So that'd be 100,000 miles. And so if you went around four times, that's 100,000 miles. How many times do you have to do that to make a million? A thousand. So you go around the world 4,000 times. That gives you a million miles. And I drove a truck that had over a million miles on it. I used to drive a freight truck. So that's driving around the equator. What did we say? 4,000 times around the equator. Okay, that's a million. Okay, that gives you some idea. We got this little planet here. Let's just say this is the Earth. You go around it four times, and that's 100,000. Then you do that 1,000 times. So what did we just say? 4,000, you go around this 4,000 times, that's a million miles, and so that brings you out here, whatever that is. And then you do that 93 times, that's how far the sun is. And so if you were to get in a spaceship and go there, you would burn up instantly, unless you go at night, right? No? Okay, oh, some of the kids have to go. Okay, sorry. So the sun is far away, 93 million miles, that's pretty far. It takes 8 minutes and 20 seconds for the light to come here, traveling at the speed of 180,000 miles an hour, or second. 180,000 miles per second, or 320,000 kilometers per second. It's moving really fast. It takes a long time. It's really powerful. This Brahma Samhita talks about the sun, and it says Ashesha Teja. It has unlimited Tejas. So from our point of view, okay, if you have a flashlight and you shine it, it puts out some light. Yeah, I could see it from across the room. If you go across the field, you can still see it. If you go a couple miles away, you might see something, but it's not much. It's not going to light up enough that you could read a book. It's limited. Everything is limited. But the sun, from our point of view, is something unlimited. Just imagine it's just one point in space. It's shining out in all directions. And here we are 93 million miles away, and you're standing there ready to jump into the springs to go swimming on a hot summer day. You're standing there feeling the sun on your shoulders, and it's burning, and it feels really good because you know you're about to jump in the cold water, and you stand there a little bit longer and like, ooh, yeah. And it's warming you up from 93 million miles away. And then a cloud gets between you, and it cools down. Gives you some shade, or the world just turns a little bit so you don't get the full direct rays like we're getting today, and winter comes, and we're, instead of being 93 million miles, we're 93 million and maybe a half a mile longer, or whatever it is. No? What?
The sun is closer to
Oh, okay, all right. But whatever it is, for some reason, those rays are impeded just a little bit, and it gets colder. Son, okay, we got to talk. I need to. 100%. We're closer. Okay, all right. Throw that out. Sorry. So from our point of view, we have this unlimited thing. And another thing about the sun, well, this verse is comparing the sun to Krishna. Let's open this up. Are you guys ready to talk? Or have I said enough? We're going to get to it, but it'll make the purport a lot more interesting. What other ways is Krishna compared to the sun? I'll put that out to you. See if anybody can think of anything. And if you do, put your hand up and maybe we'll hand you a microphone. You can think about it. If something comes to you, let me know. I don't want to give them all away, though. Okay, we got two kids here.
The Brahma Jyoti emanates from Krishna's body, just as the sun rays.
Yeah.
Emanate from Diva's body.
Yes, and that's what the purport's about. Thank you. So the Krishna has rays of light coming from his body, which are even brighter than the sun. Have you ever looked at the sun? I hope not. You're not supposed to. If you do, you'll go blind. It's so bright. So that's also similar to Krishna. There he is. Krishna's all around, but because he's so bright, he's so brilliant, we don't really see him. So the sun is there in the sky, and we can't even look at it because it'll burn our eyes. We can try to look directly at Krishna, and that's cool, but because we're conditioned, we're not able to see Krishna. Krishna is everywhere. This verse we just read, he's everywhere, in tapati, enlivening the living entities, both internally and externally. So just, if something else comes up, don't be afraid, raise your hand. What we got, okay. Ways that Krishna is like the sun. So we'll start reading the purport. You guys ready for this? It's gonna be a little technical. Let's see if you can catch a couple of points. Here we go. The universal form of the Lord, or the impersonal feature of the Lord, known as the Brahma Jyoti, is clearly explained here and compared to the radiation of the sun. The sunshine may expand all over the universe, but the source of the sunshine, namely the sun planet or the deity known as Surya Narayan, is the basis of such radiation, just like Ganga Narayan just said. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is the basis of the impersonal Brahma Jyoti radiation, or the impersonal feature of the Lord. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, text 27. Does anyone here besides Pushkar know what verse that is? No, beside Pushkar. Anybody know what verse he's referring to? Nope, go ahead. Brahmanohi pratishtaham amritasya yasya cha sukasya kantikasya cha. Yes. Okay. Krishna says, I am the basis of the Brahma Jyoti. It comes from me. So Prabhupada is speaking. Everything he says has to be backed up with Shastra. He's going to quote Bhagavad Gita again in this purport. So, the universal form of the Lord is the secondary imagination of the impersonal form of the Lord. But the primary form of the Lord is Shyamasundar, with two hands, playing on his eternal flute. Why does Prabhupada, he could have just said flute. Why does he say playing on his eternal flute? Wonder why. Because his flute is eternal. Thank you. Just checking. But it's Krishna's flute. Of course it's eternal. But what if it wasn't eternal? How could that be? Do you have an idea? Okay. Anything in relation to Krishna is spiritual and eternal. All right, so now he goes on. Now here's where it gets technical. 75% of the expansive radiation of the Lord is manifested in the spiritual sky, Tripad Vibhuti. And 25% of his personal radiation comprehends the entire expansion of the material universes. This is also explained and stated in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text 42. Does anyone besides Pushkar know that verse? Okay, gave you a chance. Yes. Go ahead, you. Atava bahunaitena kim gyatena tavarjuna vishtabhyaham idam kritsnam. And then here's the word, the one word that he's referring to, ekam shena stito jagat. So eka means one, ansha means just a little particle of, one little particle of me, stito jagat, I'm maintaining the universe. So one little particle, that sounds more like 1%. Here in the purport, Prabhupada's saying 25%. But it's infinity. So you guys are scientists. What would 25% of infinity be? Infinity, good. He didn't even have to think. What's infinity minus infinity? Infinity. Okay. Really? Can you prove it? Could it also be zero? No. If it's infinite in the first place and you take away infinity, it's still infinite. And that's proven by the shloka. Om Purnam Adha Purnam Idam Purnat Purnam Udachyate. So, do you guys know that one? Oh, well let's all say it together. Ready? Om Purnam Adha Purnam Idam. Do you guys know the translation to that? Oh, okay. The translation is infinity minus infinity is still infinity. And Krishna is the infinite source of infinity. So that's it. So that's also one of the peace verses. By meditating on that, you understand there is an infinite source. There are infinite resources. So the next verse after that, the first verse of the Ishopanishad is Ishavasyam idam sarvam yatkincha jagat yam jagat. So that says, if you just take your proper amount, there's enough for everybody. Just take your proper amount and you'll be satisfied. Om Purnam. So Purna means complete. You can also take it to mean infinite. So we're almost through the purport. We are 75% through the purport. Thus, the 75% expansion of his radiation is called his internal energy, whereas the 25% expansion is called the external energy of the Lord. The living entities who are residents of the spiritual as well as the material expansion are his marginal energy, tatastha shakti. And they are at liberty to live in either of the energies, external or internal. Do you guys follow in this at all? You guys get that? Tatastha, you get it. Okay. That's what we are. We are in the middle. We can go to the material energy or the spiritual energy. We are at liberty to live in either of the energies, external or internal. Those who live within the spiritual expansion of the Lord are called liberated souls, whereas the residents of the external expansion are called the conditioned souls. I like how he says we are at liberty. America is the land of the free, and we got liberty and freedom because we can make choices. And as living entities, we can choose whether to go with the material energy or go with the spiritual energy. We have that choice. Some people think, I am in deep Maya, there's no hope for me. It's hopeless, but who are these books written for? They're written for us to study and to get out of illusion. So, there's hope, we have liberty, we can make those choices. Okay, we're getting in the last sentence of the purport. Let's see what kind of conclusion Prabhupada's going to make in the last sentence. Here we go. We can just make an estimate of the number of the residents of the internal expansions in comparison with the number of residents in the external energy, and may easily conclude that the liberated souls are far more numerous than the conditioned souls. So there are more people that are in the spiritual energy than in the material energy. And how much time do we have left now? What time do we go till 9 or?
8:50.
Okay. I'll go a few more minutes. I got one point I want to try to make. Let's see if it comes through. So, Prabhupada puts 50% of his purport talking about the 75% that are in the spiritual realm. And we just sang the song about Krishna in his 75% aspect. And what makes that amazing is understanding this 25% aspect that's maintaining the universe and is compared to the sun, which has unlimited tejas, ashesha tejas, unlimited power. Just like the sun, you can't even look at it. It's too blinding, effulgent. But that unlimited, powerful personality is scared of his mother. And she just shows him her stick, and he starts crying. Have you ever seen a little kid cry? Like how they can't even breathe. Like they can't take a full breath. Someone want to imitate that? You're kind of like that. They're like trembling. And in the song it says, Krishna's pearl necklace was shaking because he was crying like that. Maybe you got a little brother or sister and you've watched them do that. And like, whoa, they're completely helpless. And so here is this Ashesha Tejas, this unlimited, powerful personality. But he chooses to put himself under his mother. And it's not like he's just putting on an act. He actually is afraid of her. And that's just amazing. When Shukadeva Goswami is explaining that story to Maharaj Pariksit, he starts off saying, that Supreme Lord, who's so big that he has no outside. There's nothing outside of the Lord. And because he's inside of everything, there's no inside to him. There's no front side. There's no back side to him. He's everywhere. And his mother is going to tie him up. And so she tries to put a rope around him, around his wrist, his little wrist. And he's thinking, no, I don't want to be tied up. He's scared. So he won't let her. Then she gets more rope. And how long would that be to go around a baby's wrist? Just like, what do you need? Like 6 or 8 inches of rope. A little string around his waist. Okay, but it also talks about trying to tie up his hands. Because she looks at his hands like, there's bangles around him. How come I can't put this so they get all the rope in the house? and like, what's going on? It won't go. He has that power. But finally, he sees that his mother's love is conquering him. Bhaktar Jitatvam. So this is the story. This is Jita, means to be conquered. So he's conquered by love. Now, in one purport, Prabhupada talks about the devotee's love. Devotees can put Krishna under their control, but Krishna is still independent. And Prabhupada makes a distinction. There's Krishna, there's Krishna's devotee, and there's Krishna's love. He says no person can completely control Krishna, but Krishna is controlled by the love of the devotee. So we may not be able to control Krishna, but our love is something separate from us. Prabhupada always, well, it's part of our philosophy, those three things, there's always a distinction between the bhakti, you guys know what that means, bhakti, the bhakta, and Bhagavan. So is that a defect in Krishna that he allows himself to be tied up? I'm going to put that question out and then I'll open it up for your questions. I see people writing things down. Is that questions? Or should I keep talking? What do you want me to do? Nod your head or go like that? Keep going? No? Okay. Okay. So anybody have questions? Any discussion? No? Everybody's cool? All right. I think if we were sitting closer, there would be a lot more. Okay. So Bana, I don't know if I'm the first person to come up with this, but Sura means godly people. And you guys are Bana. Suras. Has anyone ever said that before? No. How can I be the first one? So Banasura is ki jai. So that's it? Okay. Thank you. Hari Bol. Finger snaps for yes, I know. I know, but still, it's that distance. It's a little distance.
It's the angle of the rays.
The sun is actually, the Earth is actually a lot closer to the sun than it's close. Perihelion is the part where it's closest past.
So when
is the beginning of January?
So what about in the southern hemisphere?
It's if the light rays are not hitting the Earth at a shallower angle, so the light is more diffuse when it's coming away.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, you know, there's a famous YouTube video of somebody who went and walked around the Harvard campus and asked people this question. And I'm 5% of the people. But I had to correct you because you just